Morning, Mark.
Good
Mark
morning.
Myers.
Every now and then, John makes me let him have a vacation, so he will be gone this week.
All right. Tell us what all you have for us to start this Monday.
Well, it's a busy week. We're watching earnings. That's what everyone is keeping their eye on, and we've had several earning announcements this morning. We had drug maker Eli Lilly. They came out. Earnings beat Wall Street expectation. The stock looks like it's going to be up about 60 cents this morning. They reported $1.24 a share in earnings, and Wall Street was expecting them to report $1.17, so very good beat there. Walmart de Mexico, domestically, Walmart has not done that well. They've had a lot of competition from dollar stores, which have really kind of beaten them down. But Walmart de Mexico, totally opposite. Their profit rose 13%. They opened up 38 new stores just in the first quarter in Central America alone. So they are doing phenomenal overseas. Halliburton, you know, one of the biggest oil service companies out there, they have been doing phenomenal. The stock has been on a tear. And, you know, basically it's because oil has jumped 17% this year, and they beat earnings a share. They reported 56 cents a share in earnings. Revenue was up 40%, so phenomenal there. One that everyone is watching is Citibank. Citibank was the poster child of the financial firms when everything collapsed. This was a stock that was over $50 a share about 4 years ago, and now here you are, and it's $4.45 a share. But they did report 10 cents a share in earnings this quarter. Wall Street was looking for 9 cents. Everything looked very, very good. Revenues were a little light for the company, but otherwise the earnings looked very good quality. And the stock is up about 4 or 5 cents this morning. Now, one good news out there, maybe. We'll have to wait and see how this plays out. But Saudi Arabia came out yesterday, and they said, we have way too much oil out there. They said, we cannot find enough buyers for all the oil we're producing. So they're going to cut production about $800,000 barrels a day, which is about 10% of their production. They say the market is just way oversupplied. And even if you look at Cushing, Oklahoma over here, which is in between Tulsa and Oklahoma City, that is a big hub for storing oil. Cushing, Oklahoma has been saying for months, we do not have any more room to store any more oil. We have way too much of it. So that's good news for oil. Oil is down this morning about a dollar a barrel, so hopefully that will continue to decline, because there are some places like Chicago where they're paying about $4.80 a gallon. Here in Fort Smith, it's not as bad, around $3.80, I believe. But, you know, that is good news, so hopefully we'll see that pull back. But the markets, it looks like they are still going to be down this morning. That's maybe mainly because overseas market, people are still concerned about Europe and Greece defaulting on their debt. But we'll see what happens with the market. It looks like right now it'll be down about 90 points on the open.
With that high price on gasoline, it's clear people are just cutting back on gas use. They're finding ways to save a little bit, and that's causing this backup of oil.
Oh, yes, exactly. And, you know, these high prices of gas is like an extra tax on everybody. It does not help our economy at all.
Mark Myers with us. Mark, you have a great week.
You too.
Mark Myers with Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, 479-782-2527, or Mark Myers' email address is mmyers@sternag.com.